Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Don't stop neck creaming. Hold that skin routine. And sheet masks, serum. Don't stop neck creaming. Welcome to Natribute. Should I redo it with music? I don't know.
So good.
Maybe I will, maybe I won't. You'll have to wait and see. The audience will know because they just heard it. Welcome to Natribute. Welcome to Natribute, everybody. 2022 is rolling. It is here. It is not stopping. Just like the neck creaming ain't stopping. Welcome to Natribute, everybody. It's your host, your god, your favorite, Jackie J, a.k.a. the beauty doc, shock shock, your queen of creams, the host with the most serums and freshest fringe on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, your kooky Southern Jewish, soon to be mommy. But for now, Auntie, welcome to Natribute. I'm in a good mood today. I'm sleeping really well. I'm sleeping right now better than I did before I was pregnant. So I guess it's true what they say about the second trimester. Oh, I have so much energy. I'm so horny. I just want to fuck my husband and get sleep. I just love it. Some of those things are true. Anyway, welcome to Natribute. I do have more energy and it is exciting. I'm very excited about my guest today. My guest today, fun fact, has actually been on the show before. But you might not recognize her because she was playing a character. We'll get into that soon. Returning to Natribute technically, but first time being interviewed, writer and comedian Sydney Steinberg.
Oh my gosh, hi.
Now, did we call you Sid?
I like Sid, okay. Yeah, but my IMDb or whatever says Sydney.
Well, I check my guest research. I do a lot of work. And I went through your Instagram and you did a slate as Sydney Steinberg. And yeah. I said, okay, that's her profesh name. Mm-hmm. But we'll call you Sid.
Yeah.
When I hear Sydney, obviously I think of Scream.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm sure you get.
Yeah.
Hello, Sydney. And yeah. I also think when I hear Sid, I think of Toy Story.
Oh, yeah. Those are the two people think of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and now you.
Yeah.
So it's a trifecta. Welcome to Natribute, Sid.
Thank you.
I'm very excited that you're here.
Me too. Are you kidding me?
For those who don't know, Sid played my Jewish mother on one of my favorite episodes ever of Natribute.
It's so good.
It was the holiday episode of 2020.
Jesus.
I know.
Time's flying.
I know. I'm offended.
That's horrible.
I know. And you're back in the flesh.
Yeah.
We COVID tested. We're sitting across from each other. It's great. Sid, what type of skin do you have? You know that's the first question I ask everybody.
I'm prepared.
Yes.
I have the most sensitive skin you could ever have. It's horrible.
So you're like me right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't use natural products, like anything with essential oils, kiss it goodbye.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's all CVS products.
Yeah.
For the face. Hair, I'll do whatever I want.
Yeah. So the hair is not sensitive. That's good.
Yeah. Can hair be sensitive?
That's a good question. You'd think after 300 episodes and 5 years of doing this fucking show, I would be able to tell you, but I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
We have to talk about your hair. That's a natural curl.
Yeah.
You're an angel.
I'm very Jewish, so yeah.
You are an angel.
Thank you.
I hope my baby has curly hair.
I'm sure.
But I'll be fine if he doesn't,
yeah.
too.
Straight-haired boys are so cute, too. Boys, yeah. It's like, who cares?
Yeah.
You're going to be cute. The
right.
world is
the patriarchy.
Oyster.
Yeah, it's a man's world.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah. And you could always get a hair system.
Oh, yeah.
If you're insecure.
Yeah. My dad used to permanently straighten his hair.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's where he got the curls from.
Well, no, he has the curls. He's as Jewish looking as you can get. But when I think in the 80s, he wanted to fit in San Diego.
Yeah.
He would like permanently straighten it out.
He got like an oi, like a Blink-182 SoCal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that sounds exciting. I'm going to need a photo of that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Next question. You probably know. First beauty product you ever bought or used. Take me back.
I've been using the Dr. Pepper lip smackers forever. I still use it.
Yeah.
So.
You know what I follow on TikTok? Mm-hmm. Is it Chapstick Queen or Lip Balm? I think Lip Balm Queen. Mm-hmm. And it's this person who all they do is review lip balms.
I love that.
And they said the other day that the Lip Smackers is actually really good ingredient-wise.
No, it's really good. I have like four of them. Yeah. When I see it at the drugstore, I buy a bunch.
Yeah.
Because you don't see them all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can I just give a hot tip? If you like Dr. Pepper, I got Ben for his birthday just a little bag of Jelly Bellies.
Yeah.
And we pulled up the little menu and we were making little Jelly Belly concoctions.
Oh my God.
There are Dr. Pepper Jelly Bellies and they're fucking incredible.
Okay. I'll
get those. My God.
I love jelly beans.
You got to get the Jelly Belly variety pack with the Dr. Pepper flavor.
Yeah.
Because I don't drink.
I don't drink soda. Not even Olipop?
No. What's that? Oh, I've seen those.
It's low sugar.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Okay, I might have to try one.
Yeah, just try one.
I just don't drink soda, and I used to drink Dr. Pepper like it was water.
Is that a Texas thing?
Yes.
Yeah, my like other friends from Texas, and she would have one for breakfast.
They're basically our water source. It was also the 90s and nobody was watching us and nobody gave a shit about nutrition, and I had IBS and was always in the bathroom and my parents didn't care. They just kept giving me soda. It's fine. It's fine. I've forgiven them. It's fine. But anyway, the Dr. Pepper Jelly Bellies rock my world.
Got those.
Hot tip for everybody. I give everybody a special bonus question, and this was yours. Sid, what's your favorite delicious drink?
Oh my God. One I make for myself all the time is you get the Chagachino mix.
Okay.
And then you...
Is that mushrooms?
Yeah, it's mushrooms, which is really good. There's like sweetener and cacao in it. Mm-hmm. I only know this because I was a barista.
Yeah.
Fancy. And you mix that with cold brew.
Okay.
And then oat milk. Okay. And it's so good.
Does it taste like mushrooms? Be honest.
No.
I have a hard time. Every time I try to get cool and drink the mushroom shit, all I taste is mushroom.
No, I can't drink like the ones you get in like the little pack. Mm-hmm, this, it has to be Chagachino because there's like the monk fruit sweetener, the chocolate, all that shit.
Wow, I bet your husby is very happy that you can make him good coffee.
Oh, yeah. He's living the fucking dream.
Yeah.
I'm jealous of him and his lifestyle.
Where did you barista?
Jewel. It's a vegan
restaurant. I love Jewel.
I know.
How did I never see you there?
Well,
I used to live within walking distance.
When?
Before I moved to Bend. So 2019, 7 years before that, that whole time I lived in Silver Lake. I'll just tell everybody. I don't give a fuck. I don't live there anymore. Hoover and Bellevue, right across from Cafecito Organico.
Actually, I think you did my eyelashes once and I went.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I did everybody's damn eyelashes.
You really did. Okay.
I did everybody's.
This is crazy. So when you were doing my eyelashes, you're like, all the boys are going to come running. And then I'm not kidding you. 2 weeks later, there were four people trying to be my boyfriend.
Oh. Why didn't you tell me this earlier, Sid? I could have put that on my business card. I could have used that marketing.
I think you had stopped. I got like a deal.
Yeah.
Because it was half off.
Yeah, that tracks. I'm doing the math in my head. I did a deal because I was trying to use up all my supplies so I could get out of the game.
Yeah, so you could stop.
It's hard to get out of the game, you know? Everybody pulls you back in.
Well, yeah.
You know, Jackie O'Lashes was... I could have opened a store made that my thing.
You could have been... a multimillionaire.
I could be Kelly Baker Brows right now.
Yeah.
I could be doing the Kardashians eyelashes.
Yeah. You could be a Stryker sister, but just
I could
you.
Be a Stryker sister, mm-hmm. but instead I chose the glamorous life of podcasting.
I think this is more fun.
Oh, it's way more fun. Yeah. Although there was a time where I thought of doing both, putting a headset on my person and while I do their lashes, we podcast.
Oh my God.
It was going to be called Ladies Who Lash, the Jackie O'Lash podcast.
That's a really fun idea.
When I pitched Nat Schmute, that was one of the ones I pitched.
Oh my God.
There you go. Wow. Never too late.
Never too late.
My carpal tunnel could never.
I know. And I'm
very
like,
labor intensive job.
Back? No.
God bless all lash techs. They work their butts off, everybody. Tip well if you get eyelashes. That's all I got to say. And they are incredible. Okay, last warm-up question. Yes, we are 10 minutes in. That's actually pretty good for me.
Woo.
Miss Sid, this is Nat Schmute. What is the most beautiful thing about you?
My hair.
Yeah, the hair is great. The hair is incredible.
There's no,
You're an angel.
Thank you.
Did you ever not like it?
Oh, you want to be horrified. I Japanese straightened it.
Oh, wow.
When I was in high school.
Wow.
I mean, I was the only Jewish kid in my high school. Everyone was super blonde, mm-hmm. super tan, San Diego. Torture.
Yeah.
So I fucking Japanese straightened it. I hated it. I wanted to look like everybody else. And
you know they all would have fucking killed for your hair.
Well, yeah, that's what's so sick now.
Yeah.
I feel dumb, but it came back.
We have to learn.
Yeah.
We have to learn. That's something that I really, if I end up having a daughter, I need her to know that you shouldn't want what everyone else has and you should be grateful for your beauty.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, whatever it is, me, it was my height, it was being thin, and it was having a deep voice. Mm-hmm. I hated all three of those things. All I wanted was to have titties, have actual breasts like every other one, and have a nice voice, a nice girly voice, and to not be the tallest person. And now I'm like, fuck it.
You know, those are the best things.
And your hair is your best thing.
Thank you.
And whatever else you hated is beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay, Sid, we have so much to discuss. I love that you don't know what I'm going to ask you.
I'm so excited.
The first thing I want to ask you about is eloping during COVID.
Oh, my God.
Because I did the same thing.
Yeah, go us.
Go us. We don't need to bow down to the corporate machine with our fucking weddings.
No, I couldn't.
I already did for the one time. I had a pass. I had a pass.
You do.
So tell me about this decision. Tell me about how this came about.
It was very hard because I have a very sweet Jewish husband mm-hmm. who wanted to have a big wedding. Yeah. Both his siblings had huge weddings.
Well, I mean, not getting to do the hora.
Yeah,
that hurt me. I converted, damn it.
Yeah, you know? You deserve it.
And I probably won't get to do it now.
You'll get to do it at other people's weddings.
Okay, but I'm talking. I know. Be lifted.
You'll do it at your son's bar mitzvah.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to demand that.
Oh, you do get lifted. The parents get lifted.
Chuchu's also having hers this year.
Yay!
Her bar mitzvah.
Oh my God.
And you think I'm joking. I'm not.
No, I know you're not.
She's having a full party, and I will put her in a chair. And if they'll let me in a chair, I'll do it.
I'll get you in a chair.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Start doing your squats now.
So he wanted a big wedding. And the thought of that really fucked me up.
Yeah, they're very stressful.
Yeah, and I am not from a conventional family. The thought of everyone in the same room makes me want to mm-hmm. die.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And his family's so perfect and loves each other. And I
relate to that.
Yeah. At one point, I had agreed to a party. Mm-hmm. Like, we go get married at a courthouse in New York and then have a party in New Jersey where he's from. And then we were visiting his parents over the summer, and his parents called us into the room, and I was like, oh, fuck. And they basically sat us down, and to Noah, they were like, don't make her do this. You're going to fucking kill her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. They were like, it's going to be the worst day of her life, and that's how you're going to remember your wedding. And I'm bawling my eyes out. I can't believe these people understand me.
Wow.
I know. It's really beautiful. And he agreed, and then we started planning the elopement, and that was actually really stressful, too.
Oh, yeah.
Which I can't even... The day was so easy, but the planning was nuts.
How big was it?
It was just me, the photographer, who's my friend.
So your parents weren't there?
Hell no. That was part of it for me. Keep them away.
Were Noah's parents, were they left out? Were they sad?
They were definitely sad. Everyone was sad.
Yeah. But did y'all do Zoom?
Zoomed with everyone... before, mm-hmm. but I was like, I'm not fucking Zooming outside the Santa Barbara courthouse.
Well, isn't it beautiful there?
Yeah, it looks like I paid $100,000 for my location.
Yes.
And it was $200.
For people who don't know, Google the Santa Barbara courthouse. It is literally one of the most flown to elopement destinations in the world.
Yeah.
It is stunning.
It was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah. And... yeah, it was really easy. We got up, got room service. My friend Stevie came, and she was the photographer. And we took pictures for an hour, did the little wedding,
mm-hmm.
and then got coffee and hung out.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you have all you need is the photos.
I know. That was truly all I cared about. And she's really, really good.
Oh, yeah. Stevie's done some Jackie J pics in her day. Oh, yeah.
She's amazing. And I got to spend money where I wanted to, which was on, like, the dinners mm-hmm. and Stevie and alcohol mm-hmm. and a nice hotel room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to emphasize to the honeys out there, elopement is a great option.
Oh, it's the best.
We eloped It was a disaster, but that's because of the winter storm. We tried to elope in Austin. It was a whole thing. And last night, Ben and I were watching Friends all the way through. Mm-hmm. And we're in the last season.
Wow.
And for those of you who haven't watched Friends, if you don't want spoilers, I'm going to just tell you to hit the button to go up a little bit. Go up. I'm giving you a minute. Okay. So Phoebe gets married to Paul Rudd. Oh my God. And their wedding gets fucked up and they have to get married in a storm.
Yeah.
And we didn't even, I knew that they got married outside, but I couldn't remember all the details. And Ben looks over him and he goes, it was our wedding. And she came down the aisle to here, there, and everywhere, which I did too.
Oh my God.
And we like held hands and watched it. Anyway, elopement's where it's at.
Yeah.
Although we didn't end up saving money because we got locked in the most expensive hotel room for a week. But that's a whole other story. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Of course. And my dress was used. Got it at a thrift store.
Nice.
$160.
Hell yeah.
I know.
Would you say you're frugal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we love a deal.
I can't spend a lot of money.
My dress was very expensive.
But and I'll you're never an influencer. Like,
I'll never wear it again.
Deal.
No, it's fine. I can't fit into it. I could barely fit into it the day of.
It was beautiful, though.
They had to grease my haunches to get
That's
me in.
Incredible.
But... listen, weight fluctuates. It is what it is.
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
I'll sell it. They always say that and nobody wants it. Anyway. Okay, my next question, Sid. There was a photo on your Instagram of you on the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a tasteful photo for everyone. Oh, yeah. Get your minds out of the gutters from far away.
There's two of me on the toilet, if I'm being perfectly honest.
Well, this one, just to clarify, the door is open and it's from far away and you can just see you on the toilet from, I guess, your living room area.
Yeah.
You have a squatty potty, I noticed.
Oh,
I clocked
duh,
it.
Duh, I have a squatty potty.
Please explain to me, do I need one of these?
Yeah,
okay.
I thought you were about to be like, I'm Jewish now, I got a squatty potty. You need one.
I think it's honestly an abomination that I don't have one.
Yeah, you can get a pretty one.
Yeah. I'll get that teak one.
Yeah, get the cool one.
Get the teak
one. That's what I'm going to do. And this is how I can't live without the squatty potty now. When I'm at places without a squatty potty, I'll grab the trash can
and
put my legs
squatty
up.
Potty.
Yeah. It's so, I like think it, I have IBS too.
Yeah.
Obviously. So Jewish.
Yeah.
I once shit my pants on the way to school.
Wow.
Like, it was bad.
On the bus or in the car?
In the car.
Yeah.
I had to drive home.
Well, at least you had that luxury.
I know. Thank God.
I used to shit. Sorry, everyone. I used to shit in the stalls and my mom would have to come get me. I'll tell a really nasty story.
Do it.
So Dave Tooney.
Yeah.
We all love Dave Tooney.
The best.
Dave Tooney has never been on HBO, but he is a comedy guy. For anyone who listens to a comedy podcast, you probably know who Dave Tooney is. I was going to, I think it was Back to the Future at the Hollywood Bowl,
that's
where
fun.
They have the symphony play. We're waiting for an Uber, and I feel the rumble.
Oh,
this was years and years ago. And I said, hey, Tooney, I got to pee real quick. Can I go back up to your apartment? I go back up to his apartment. Dumb and Dumber. Like the Dumb and Dumber scene.
Yeah.
But he has squatty potty.
Yep.
And I pulled it out and I put my legs up. I've never had a movement so thorough.
Yeah. They're really, you need one.
I need one.
Yeah. I think they're
sorry,
not
Tooney,
expensive.
I shit in your house.
Oh, the amount of comedy people's houses I've had horrible poops in.
Yeah.
It's bleak.
But we do what we have to do.
There's nothing we can do, honestly.
Do you have a bidet?
No. I don't get the bidet.
Yeah. I had one at my old place and we left it. For the next person, because I thought uninstalling it, and I have one that I bought that I haven't put on my new toilet yet, but I need to.
Yeah,
because this is what's happening with me currently.
Mm-hmm.
This is new for me, and I said this on my pregnancy episode. It's like there's a rush to get out of the revolving door, but then right when you get to the revolving door, everyone goes, "I don't know if I want to come. I don't know." That's what's happening now. It's when you get pregnant. Your digestion slows down a lot because the baby's sucking all of your nutrients out of you. So my shits, that's what's happening. I've never been constipated. I've never had any issues with this.
Yeah.
I have the opposite problem.
Me too.
Yeah. So maybe the squatty potty would help get it out.
I think it really would.
You gotta get one.
Get a pretty one. I'm gonna get a pretty one. I deserve a pretty
one. You deserve a pretty squatty potty. It's 2022.
Yeah.
There's a lot of twos in this year.
Ugh, I need a squatty potty. Pretty boy squatty potty.
Pretty boy squatty potty. I think I'm going to get that wood one.
That's what I was about to say. I want the wood one.
Okay. Where do we get them?
I'll ask Jessica Heyman if you know who she is. She has a wooden one.
Yeah. We'll talk about great hair.
I know. Talk about
her
gorgeous
hair. Get out of here.
I know. Have you seen her baby's hair?
It's incredible.
It's insane.
Her hair She was on Drunk History.
Yeah.
I think she played Katherine Hepburn.
Ugh.
They didn't even put fake hair on her. No. It was her own fucking hair.
She has amazing hair.
Yeah, it's really good. Shout out Jessica Hayman. We love you and we love your hair.
Oh, yeah.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you did a skincare routine video on Instagram.
I did.
I need you to just tell us everything. This might be the time for your phone.
Okay, that video was a joke.
Yeah.
Because it was...
Yes, it's very funny.
Yeah, it was for people who work in service, as I've done for 10 years.
Yes.
Skincare's stupid expensive sometimes. Mm-hmm. I used to really spend a lot of money on it, and then I was like, well, my skin couldn't handle it
because
I have such sensitive skin. And also, you don't need to spend that, in my opinion.
No.
So I do have some hates and some loves from my year of purchases.
Okay, I can't wait.
Okay. There's 4 Laneige products on this list.
Aren't those expensive?
Yeah. The lip mask. The lip mask is on my hate list.
Okay, can't wait.
I fucking hate it.
Can't wait.
Yeah, I have very dry skin and... A lot of influencers say this lip mask is amazing, blah, blah, blah.
It comes in like 100 flavors too. Let's get over ourselves.
It's really good, I'll say, but it doesn't do shit.
Yeah.
I have drugstore, or I have a cheap chapstick now that works great.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need that. And then their fucking cream skin toner and moisturizer, it's supposed to be so good for sensitive skin. It made me so red and it burned my fucking skin. So I hate that. Mm-hmm. But then they do have 2 things I love.
Okay.
And they have a cream skin milk oil cleanser.
Oh, I love oil cleansers.
Me too. And it's so luxurious. And I think that's $28, mm-hmm. which is the max I'll spend. And then they have a cream skin mist. That's beautiful.
I love mists.
Me too. And then I have a mist I fucking hate.
Oh.
Have you heard of the Vacation brand?
The sunscreen. I've never bought it.
No one should buy it. Yeah. It's so expensive for, first of all, SPF 30, which to me is unacceptable.
Yeah.
I'm 50 or higher.
Okay, we love.
Yeah. So
we love a dedicated sunscreen queen.
SPF 30 is bullshit. It's also a body sunscreen, which I'm going through that so fast. I cannot spend more than $8 on that.
Isn't it heavily scented too? It's which is probably hard scented. For you.
Yeah. What I liked about it was it smells like your childhood. Mm-hmm. But...
Did you get swindled on an Instagram ad or something?
Oh, for sure.
Because they really marketed that shit.
Oh, they went heavy on
it. It looks like an 80s bottle of sunscreen. And I haven't smelled it. I just kept reading people talk about how it smells
so good.
Like our childhood.
And like, I'm a Jew. I spent a lot of time in Miami as a child. Mm-hmm. So I was in it.
Yeah.
But it was too expensive. So I cheaped out and I bought the skin mist. It's a hydrating mist. Garbage.
Yeah.
Also made me red. Also kind of burned. Doesn't even smell as good.
And what's the point of it?
It's a hydrating mist.
Okay.
But it's not fucking hydrating.
Yeah.
And also, I don't think coconut water does anything, and it's a coconut water one.
Okay.
So I'm like, leave it out of here.
I have coconut water in my water bottle right now.
You should drink it.
Only a quarter. My acupuncturist yesterday, I told her about my round ligament pain. Anyone with a baby in them at one point knows. And she said, you need more electrolytes.
Well, yeah.
And I said, coconut water is too much sugar. I'm neurotic, okay?
No,
and she said, only pour a quarter of it and then do water. And that's what I did.
You're going to hate me, but pickle juice has a lot of electrolytes in it. Yeah. If you get the Bubby's brand, which is what I like, it's like all natural. There's no crap in it.
Yeah.
And there's electrolytes in pickle juice.
I just saw on Instagram pickle juice soup.
I saw that too.
What, that plant you, right? Yeah. Isn't that her name?
Our other mutual friend, Amy Eicher, sent it to me.
So, okay, we love Amy.
She's the best.
It's an account that this woman instead of throwing out food scraps, mm-hmm. she encourages you to upcycle and make something with them. And so she said, what do we do with the pickle jar juice when mm-hmm. you're done with the pickles? Make a soup.
That sounds good.
I'm making it. I'm gonna make it too. When my kitchen's done, come over.
Okay? Yeah. I'm gonna make us some. Yeah.
I love pickles. I love dill.
Me too.
A dill herb?
Oh,
don't ask. Gorgeous. I'll put a dill on everything.
Me too. I'm an herb freak, actually.
Yes. We love an herbaceous note.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, speaking of herbs.
Yes. Oh, perfect. We love a segue.
I've been using the Nux or Nukes dry oil. Have you seen? You can get it at the drugstore.
I don't know that name.
It's a French drugstore. N-U-X-E.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
No.
I don't know.
I don't know either. It's a, and I should, so that's horrible, but whatever. It's a French drugstore brand, mm-hmm. and they have a dry oil, and actually, I've been using it for 10 years because you can get a mini one. And when I travel, like, you can use it on everything.
Yeah.
So you don't have to pack as much. But they have a new scent and it's neroli.
Oh!
Yeah!
And that doesn't upset you?
Well, I use it on my hair. I don't put it on my skin.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's for hair for me.
Got it.
And then the unscented I'll put on my face. But it's vegan.
So. We love it. We love a natch.
Yeah. It's really
good. And we're loving all the drugstore reps.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big drugstore kid. So that's my other loves. This year I fell in love with CeraVe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I am obsessed with the Skin Renewing Night Cream.
Okay.
And my husband uses that too, and he mm-hmm. also loves it.
It's a good choice for all genders.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have a scent. Mm-mm. The jar is really plain. It's not some crazy color that's going to offend somebody.
Oh, yeah. We each have our own.
Oh, that's how much
we
share. Love
it. Yeah, we don't share. We share the CeraVe vitamin C.
Oh.
But I don't know if you have this fear. I'm always scared my vitamin C's gone bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even trust it.
Yeah.
Do you have one you like?
I just use the Osea. Okay. But there is, depending on the formula, it has to be in a dark bottle. It should be airtight, so every time you open it, it can contaminate it, and it only lasts a couple months, depending. That's why people like the Drunk Elephant one, because it's in the pump.
Every time I've gotten that one, it's turned orange, which means it's oxidized.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't even trust that one.
I don't know what to tell you.
The honey's good.
Yeah, the honey's like the Mad Hippie one.
Oh, okay.
What else? Everyone likes the SkinCeuticals one that smells like hot dogs.
Can't.
But
I can't put it
it's
on my face.
It's very smelly.
Yeah.
And that would be bad for you.
Yeah, no. I'm going to stick to the CeraVe. Yes. It's been working.
Yes.
And then my last absolute hate is I can't do mineral sunscreen anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm out.
Yeah.
I refuse. Well, I'm so dry that mm-hmm. I can't wear it.
Yeah.
It doesn't rub in.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Do you have one you like?
A mineral sunscreen?
No, a non-mineral.
I have a non-mineral sunscreen I'm pretty obsessed with.
Yeah.
I can't take credit for it. My beautiful friend Camilla Grove recommended it to me because I was like, what the fuck is going on with your skin? And she's like, it's my sunscreen.
Yeah.
And it's called Moby Therapy by Root Tree.
What?
Yeah. It's $20. It's Korean.
Okay.
It's so good. It makes you glow. I have rosacea, so I have to put on some makeup on my cheeks, but everything else is like shimmering. And every time I wear it, people are like, you're glowing.
So does it have a shimmery element to it?
No. It just like is so moisturizing.
What's it called?
Moby Therapy Root Tree. I'll send it to you.
Moby Therapy Root Tree.
Yeah.
Very interesting name.
I know.
Very interesting.
It's a weird name.
I am the opposite. I can only use mineral for right now.
Why? Because I'm fucking... Oh, yeah. And you can't use sunscreen when you're pregnant?
Well, listen. Mm-hmm. I Googled every ingredient in every bottle of everything I had.
Good for you.
And I'm not taking any risks.
No, you shouldn't.
So I'm doing mineral for now.
Yeah.
And they're a challenge.
Yeah.
The one I was using was a Rene Rouleau sunscreen. It was $60. It was fucking incredible.
Oh.
Ben uses Resting Beach Face Serum by Everyday Humans, and it's incredible.
Mineral?
It's not mineral.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's incredible. It's a serum.
Wow.
And it's lovely, lovely. And I got him on that. I was using that too before
the baby.
I had sex without a condom.
But the serum sunscreens get me too, because I got the Ilia, actually after listening to an episode of Natch Beauty, where it was like one of the faves of the year.
Yeah.
And It makes me dry out too.
The sun serum?
Yeah.
That shit is oily as fuck.
I know, and I like fucking peel my face off. Wow. I know. It's that bad.
Wow.
I gotta be careful.
Because that shit is basically oil.
I know. So I thought I'd be safe.
Yeah.
But actually, oils don't work for me, really. Yeah. I steer clear.
Well, that's why the CeraVe is working for you, because it's got those ceramides.
Yeah.
That go deep into that skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one oil that works for me, but it's the bio oil, but I get the dry oil gel.
Okay.
And that's amazing.
Yeah.
I wore it, like, on my skin to a shoot a couple weeks ago, and normally, like, when I'm working and they do my makeup, by the end of the day, I look so disgusting. Mm-hmm. It's just like
starts
all
to
cracked.
Crack.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so gross. But with the bio oil, didn't happen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did they put bio oil on you?
No, but I brought it to set.
Nice.
I bring a curling iron to set because no one can do my hair. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I just don't trust anyone. And so, yeah, I bring a lot of stuff to set. They probably don't like it. But
I've never done that, but I'm an easy patient.
Well, yeah. You got beautiful straight hair. You don't
well,
have
thank
to do
you.
Much.
I just, I'm not allergic to anything typically
yeah.
before the baby. And I'm just like, I don't care. Just make me look bad if you want.
Oh, yeah.
But, oh, I've had some bad makeup.
Oh, me too. Horrible.
We do a lot of indie shoots.
Yeah.
We do a lot of comedy, low budget things. And sometimes people are just getting out of school. Or,
yeah.
Man, it can be a challenge.
It can be tough.
Sid.
Mm-hmm.
One more question and then we're doing the grab bag of fun.
Okay.
Which is sitting next to you.
Yay.
You had a video that I loved. It was obviously right up my alley because you do post sketches on your Instagram. It was called 29-plus woman goes outside.
Oh, yeah.
This video, I related to it so much. You basically frantically get in your car and just start rubbing sunscreen all over your hands.
Mm-hmm.
I was curious, do you actually do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm from San Diego. Mm-hmm. I was always outside, always running around without sunscreen on because my dad thinks it's bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
There's that.
Is your dad olive?
Yeah. He's very dark, very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
He looks amazing and he's 80 years old.
Is he Israeli?
He's part Israeli, yeah.
Yeah.
And Armenian. So he's totally fine.
Yeah.
But then he married a fucking French Catholic lady and I look like this. So... She looks good too, but she had a facelift.
Good for her.
Yeah.
I'm already saving up.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah.
But you gotta be careful. Hers is so good, but you see them go wrong all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk.
Yeah.
When we're ready.
Do you know how old she was when she got it?
I was 18, so she was, I don't know why I thought that would help me do math.
Figure the math out.
I think she was in her 50s.
I'm thinking 50-ish.
Yeah.
Maybe do a half.
Oh, yeah.
A lower phase?
Yeah. Well, are you watching And Just Like That?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you see the latest episode?
Yep.
I think Carrie's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
I actually looked up Sarah Jessica Parker's skin routine, and it's very minimal, and it's also a drugstore.
Nice.
Yeah.
She keeps it real. Her,
yeah.
She did a clothing line a million years ago. I don't even remember the name of the store. Everything was like $7.
Yeah,
I bought a dress. I bought a necklace. It was like so cheap.
Yeah. Well, her fucking shoes are expensive as
shit.
Yeah. But I guess considering what they're supposed to cost, they're affordable
for
some women in New York City.
Well, she's also rich as shit now.
Yeah.
Probably a little more out of touch.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think she looks great too.
I do too.
We really need to normalize aging on
I know,
the screen.
What the fuck?
My sister and I were just talking about this and how the beauty standards have gotten so insane. That when you see a woman on television with an actual face that moves, it's almost like you have to process it because you're not used to it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to name names. There's a movie on Amazon right now about a famous...
Oh, I can't. I turned it off.
Yeah.
It was upsetting. It really drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Sarah Jessica Parker. I would be thrilled to age like her.
Are you a Carrie because of your curls?
I guess I look like that, but I always was more of a... Miranda, because I'm like very nerdy and introverted.
Yeah. And you're not a narcissist.
No.
I can't believe the Carrie narcissism and how they have to be aware of it now because Miranda was tying in, spoiler alert, if you aren't caught up on and just like that, scroll forward a couple minutes, please. And Carrie goes, well, yeah, more on me.
Yeah.
Oh, Big died. And I'm like, what? Even the new first episode.
Yeah.
Miranda says, my son is fucking in the other room. And Carrie goes, oh, well, this happened to me. And I'm like, don't dismiss your friend.
I know. She's really...
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
But I watched every episode of show. Yeah. Ben and I watched the whole series at the beginning of last year.
So did we. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing to do. He learned
so much about women.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, I wish I watched this.
I know.
In my 20s.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's so good. The new show's fucking awful. But I don't care.
No, I can't believe, you know what, the one scene.
This week?
The last week.
That was bananas.
It was one of the craziest things I've ever seen on a TV show.
I know.
I mean, I loved it. I was laughing. I go, this is fucking insane.
Yeah. I was texting all my friends being like, wait, is this about to happen? I can't believe it. But I think I like this show better that it's bad.
They had big shoes to fill.
They had big Manolos
to fill.
Yeah. And what were they going to... They can't recreate the past.
Yes.
And you honestly, you can't do it without Samantha.
Without Samantha, it's just...
It's just...
And now they gave Stanford this shitty out.
That out is so bad.
I hate it.
No.
And they're trying to get Mario to be him.
It doesn't work. But whatever. I hope it's on forever.
Yes.
Like, I need it.
I need it every day.
Yeah.
I get mad that it's only a weekly show.
Me too. I hope it's a fucking 30-episode season.
Yep.
Like, I love it. But it's bad.
Okay. Sid, here we go.
Time to get excited for the grab bag of fun. Yeah, what's gonna be inside it?
A little SoCal punk rock for you there. Okay. It's time for the grab bag of fun. It is a bag full of goodies, and you get to keep whatever you pull out.
Oh, yes.
And it is sponsored by El Cholo's Kid. We love making bags that you love. Our bags are handmade from recycled plastic in Mexico by our super talented weavers. We launched in 2008 with a love for our culture and desire to show the world the talent traditions of the Mexican weavers. El Cholo's Kid is about making beautiful things that will last forever. Visit at elcholoskid.com. Use code NATCH to get a discount. I think it's 20, but it might be 10. Isn't that a beautiful bag?
I was about to say, I want this bag. I'm going to get one.
So open, pull it up.
Okay.
And it's a little heavy. Hopefully you've been doing your core workout.
No, I'm very strong.
I just put some new stuff in it.
Yay!
Put it on the table because you can't see
I'm not allowed to look. Okay.
So I just put some new stuff in it. I'm going to say is there are a couple decoys that feel really light, but they actually are something good.
Oh.
You can go deep. You can go top. You're sensitive. So if you pull something out that's going to fucking ruin your life, I'll let you pick something else.
Oh my God.
Okay, so Sid's hand is in the grab bag of fun, and she seems to be going deep.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
Going deep is old stuff. I don't remember what I put in there.
I'm going towards the top.
The top, I just added a few things. But again, knowing... Oh, what is that?
Ooh, it's bright and bouncy routine essentials.
So...
Oh my God, it's all vitamin C.
I think that will be okay for you, but check and see.
Okay, let's see. Oat milk latte cleanser.
Hey, you love oat milk.
I do love
oat milk. Ex-barista.
Hyaluronic acid does fuck me up a little bit, but let's see. Ginger. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh,
I'm
man.
I'm going to burn my face off. Okay.
Pick something else.
Okay, sorry.
Pick something
else.
Is
everything going to be natural? I can always
give
it to Noah. He gets all the stuff I can't use. Okay.
Okay. I'm excited. I added this today.
Oh my God.
I'm so excited. This is a note. There's something on the note.
Yeah.
That's the prize, is the note. So I taped a note onto a lip gloss, but the lip gloss was just a decoy. What does the note say?
Guest choice. Pick anything you want. Woo woo.
So now you get to pick whatever you want out of the grab bag of fun.
I'm so excited.
So you're going to tell us what's in it.
Okay.
So any future guest that listens is going to know what's in here, but they're not going to listen, so it's fine.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay.
Undaria Algae Body Oil from Osea.
You probably can't have that, right?
I definitely cannot put it on my plate.
That, hold on, that's another decoy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you might want to open that. Oh, you might want that. This could solve our problems.
Your own El Cholo's Kid Bag. Ooh! That might solve all our problems,
because
I was about to order a bag.
Yeah. I'll show it to you.
Yeah, can I see?
Let me just open this goddamn closet.
This is incredible.
This...
Oh, that's really cute.
Is the El Cholo's Kid bag you could have. It's the same bag as the Grab Bag of Fun, but a little bit pinker.
I know. That's really
cute. Isn't this so fun?
I know. I love the bag.
I'll give you some music.
Thank you. I'm gonna do the bag. I just can't put any of this on.
I'm sorry.
No,
I'm,
that's okay.
I'm so. I need to cater more to sensitive skinned honeys that come over for the grab bag of fun.
Well, I'm pumped I get a bag. So
honestly, the best present.
That's the best
present. I mean, you literally said, I want this bag.
I wanted like this.
You manifested this bag.
Do I put this back in?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's yours.
Yay. So I also get a lip gloss?
You also get a lip gloss. It might fuck you up. I don't know. So the grab bag of fun won a grab bag of fun. Now you can play at home.
I'm excited.
You can play at home.
Wow. Thanks. It's so cute.
Isn't it so nice?
I'm so excited.
They're amazing bags.
Wow. I love this. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my lip gloss on it.
Go ahead.
Plump pout. I'll text you later a photo of me
with an allergic
reaction.
Oh, I can't wait. Okay. That was the grab bag of fun. The next thing we're going to do is I'm going to play you some TikTok sounds.
Okay.
The first one is, I believe, an ASMR of makeup brushes being cleaned.
Okay.
And I don't know, are you into ASMR?
I was doing like whisper fashion tips on my Instagram for a bit. So okay.
Well, let's see how this goes. Oh, and I want you to watch it because this person, they pump soap. And the soap comes out in a little rose.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And I said, I need that.
Yeah.
So I want you to just hit this first,
okay,
this first link. Everybody get ready for some makeup brush. Wasn't that amazing?
That was gorgeous.
I want that.
No, I need this whole system because my brushes are disgusting.
Is everybody soothed?
I like that.
Was that amazing?
Yeah, I want that whole system, the whole thing.
This person, and I don't know who they are. Oh, this is on the Huda Beauty TikTok. So maybe this is the founder of Huda Beauty. I don't know, but you pump soap out in a little rose shape. I need to find out what this is because I need that.
Yeah, I want that too. And I need to clean my brushes real bad.
I do too. We have to do it together.
Yeah.
And we have to...
We'll do it when we make pickle soup.
While it's brewing.
Yeah.
We will clean our brushes. Okay, this one is the... Also, I was going to show it to you. This is a woman named Erin, who I love. Mm-hmm. There is a new insane... Do you like lipstick?
I love it. That's why the pandemic is extra hard for me.
Yes.
Because I want to wear lipstick.
Well, this is something that I didn't know about, and it just came out. Please check it out, and the honeys are going to learn about it today right now, too.
I am not okay right now. YSL, you dirty dog. I saw this on their socials a couple weeks ago, and I just about died and thought, that's the coolest freaking thing ever. And I might have just broken it. This contraption is called the Rouge Sur Mesure. Butchering that, but it makes thousands of lipsticks. YSL lipsticks.
What?
There's
what?
Cartridges. So there's nude, pink, orange, and red. So for instance, these are the three nude cartridges, and they go into the bottom of here. You download their app. You can try on any color you want and make it instantly. So that custom color you make gets pushed up into this little top portion, and it has a lip brush. You put it on, and then you can take that color with you for the day. As a makeup lover, as a content creator, I am... This is cool. This is cool. Thank you, YSL. I am not okay right
that.
Now. YSL.
Because my own lipstick line is a goal.
Yeah.
I love lipstick so much.
And I didn't even know that when I picked this clip.
I know. So that's very special. I'm manifesting all of this.
Her name is Erin Dugon Jershock. And I love her. She does a lot of makeup. She's like a mom and she's really cute. So YSL tests on animals. It's not an attribute proof brand. However, this is interesting technology and there's something in the beauty world that's happening. I had to share with the honeys. She shows these videos of her and she puts a dress on. She goes on this YSL app. She picks the color in the dress.
Stop.
Matches it to her mouth. It makes it.
I want
and then
that.
She puts it on.
Yeah, I need. I don't know how much it is. Yeah. So that will affect. I tried making my own lipstick over the pandemic and it was really. It didn't work.
How?
I bought beetroot powder.
Oh, wow.
I know. Beeswax, shea butter, mango butter. I love doing chemistry in my kitchen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it just never. The beetroot never melted. So it was like crumbly
and
horrible.
So beetroot is to make
it can make
the
like
color.
A red color.
Oh, here's It's, take a guess.
$1,000?
No.
More?
No, less.
Oh, $700?
Less. Oh, look at you.
$600?
It's $477.
I mean, yeah, I'm not doing that, but...
That seemed very high to me. I thought maybe 200, yeah. But what do I know? I don't own any designer anything, no. So the price points are so
I know, I
skewed
can't.
In my mind. But okay, so $477 for the Rouge Chermagère set from YSL Beauty. If anybody gets it, keep me posted.
Yeah, I want to say too.
And can a cruelty-free cheaper brand rip it off, please? So we can experience it.
Please.
Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I have a segment that I'm going to do real quick that I need your advice on, actually, okay. Sid. Nashboot is a one-man band.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the producer, the booker, the editor, the recorder, the social media.
Jesus.
I'm all of it.
Yeah.
And sometimes things happen and I need guidance and help and advice and I don't have anyone to ask.
Yeah.
Now, I could bother some of my associates in the podcast industry. I do that semi-often. Allison Rosen and I bounce ideas off each other all the time. I need to ask you what you think I should do about something.
Okay.
So, I get pitched guests often.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure how these people find me. I figured once I pulled Nashboot off of the beauty charts, it would actually help.
Mm-hmm.
Because now I'm on the comedy charts. So I was like, oh, I'll start getting a lot less pitches from beauty founder PR ladies.
Yeah.
But it didn't stop.
Huh.
So then maybe I'm on an old list or something. I get pitched a lot. And at this point, everyone who's been listening to Nashboot for a while knows that I've stopped interviewing brand founders because I'm trying to just have fun and focus on comedy, the yeah. root of the show.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, if it's somebody very interesting, or I'll throw them in. But I get a pitch. Okay, so this came through to the Nashboot website. This woman clicked on Nashboot, hit contact, and came to me. And I'm not going to say her organization. Hi, Nashboot team. This is so-and-so from the blank. If you haven't heard of us, and then she pitches her brand company. We provide a multitude of artists, blah, blah, blah. Wonder if Jackie would be interested in having one of our artists on the show for an interview. And then she pitches me two very popular artists, one of which is a brand owner that I love and has come up on Nashboot a lot, right up the Nashboot alley.
Yeah.
And they can talk about their personal journey, whatever. So she's pitching me a person to come on Nashboot.
Yeah.
I write her back. I say, I'm a huge fan. The Instagram is inspiring. I would absolutely love to interview blank. Let me know if we could get something scheduled. This would be a 1-hour chat over Zoom. She writes back, amazing. Let me circle back. And then she said, is there any times or availabilities that wouldn't work for you? Also, is it okay if they plug blank? So she represents something. And I go, of course, right? Yeah. So she says, great, let me circle back. And then I say, I have very flexible availability because of the remote recording.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her nights and weekends are even good. As I discussed with you, my house is having work done on it, so that's even better. And I say, no problem, she can plug what she wants. And then she says, oh my God, great, I'm going to get you availability by Friday. Awesome. She writes me back on Friday. Hi, Jackie, I'll be connecting with blank, the person, in the morning on Monday to get some dates for you. Do you mind sending me your podcast stats? Specifically listener/subscriber count. Thanks so much and have a great weekend.
No.
Bitch, you messaged me, okay? Bitch, you messaged me. You came to my website. You clicked on my shit. You said, I'm going to pitch this person for your fucking show. I spent my damn time, which is precious, writing you back, picking you, letting you come on my damn show. I said, yeah, you can come. You know those fucking emails, how long it takes to go through my fucking emails and give you my fucking schedule, okay? And then you go, oh, wait, is your big enough for my client. Bitch, you pitched me! I didn't come to you, motherfucker! I didn't click on your shit and pitch and go, please, please come on my podcast. I need listeners. I need you, please, bitch! You pitched me!
It's unacceptable.
So my question, Sid, is what do I say back? Because I wanted to be salty. Oh, I yeah. wanted to write back and say, what are your sales for last quarter?
Yeah.
Okay? What's your fucking period like? Don't ask me personal fucking questions yeah. about my fucking show. Okay?
No, it's shitty. I think you can just write back, truly, you reached out to me. No. If you want them to come on, let me know. As simple as that.
Here's my conundrum.
Because you really want them on the
show.
Well,
I don't want to be rude. It's the thing. I don't want to be rude. It is so hard to tell somebody's tone over the email. And I've had some salty emails that I regret.
Okay.
When I first started in Nashville and I would get emails from listeners, I wrote some salty messages to some listeners because I was still learning how to navigate unsolicited opinions.
Yeah.
And I also was saying some shit that I shouldn't have been saying. I had to learn a lot of language that was not okay.
What were you saying?
I was using binary language.
Oh.
I was saying basically all female pronouns for mm-hmm. everything.
Yeah.
And I had a listener write me and was like, hey, you know, I'm non-binary. Maybe start using they or people. And I actually did write back and go, you're right. That's yeah. a great idea. Bad example.
Yeah.
But I would get messages from people and I'd be, okay, I'll give an example. And I'm sorry if the person is listening. I had a friend on who was talking about the slugs. You know the slime?
Yeah, the
slug slime.
Like snail mucin?
Yes, okay, the snail mucin. And I said, well, I don't use anything with animal products. And she explained, well, the snails aren't murdered.
But it's they not scare like, them to yes, make yes, it,
yes.
don't they?
Yes, yes, yes. A person wrote me and was like, how dare you have on somebody who talks about slugs? I'm vegetarian. I'm offended.
Well, and that's too much.
And I wrote back and I just said, do you know what cows go through for milk? Do you know?
Yeah.
Google it, sweetie, okay?
Oh, yeah,
it's horrible. I go, do you know what chickens are put through? I mean, I like lost it. And I was like, I'm sure someone giving me a PSA on snail abuse might be aware that you're supporting the dairy and meat industry through you. You know, I lost it.
Amazing.
And then she wrote back and goes, I'm sorry.
Oh.
And then I felt like a fucking asshole. But I was still learning. Like,
no, yeah.
If somebody writes me an annoying, unsolicited email where about one innocuous sentence, I said, I ignore it. But if I get called out that I need to learn or change, I take that to heart. So.
Yeah, I get it.
I okay. don't want to be rude. This is a woman. I don't know. My thing is, if there was a stipulation on the size of my show, why did she pitch me? And yeah. why didn't she mention that before?
Yeah.
Why didn't she say, I would love to have so-and-so on if your follower count is big enough for her time. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
But we're sitting here going back and forth. And now it might be the person.
Oh, yeah.
The person might be like, is it a shitty show nobody listens to because I don't have time? Which I respect.
Mm-hmm.
But it just felt.
No, it definitely was.
And just so everyone knows. The subscriber count in your weekly listeners is not information that you can just give out. The only reason that that information is even known is because we use it to sell advertising on my show. The only people who really know that are me mm-hmm. and the people who run my ads, my yeah. ad team. It's not readily available. You can't Google it and look it up. It's inside information.
Yeah.
And it's honestly vital information. And to just be giving it out to people willy-nilly when it could be spread around is not okay.
No.
So,
okay, well, word it nicer. How about I don't give that information out? So sorry, you can look at my Instagram. I get very high views on my videos. I have a lot of followers.
I don't know what to say back. Part of me wants to be like, if there's a stipulation on how big my show is, then you shouldn't have pitched me.
You can say that. That's not salty.
I mean, it is.
I think it's a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Salty would be like what I originally pitched, which was like, you reached out to me.
Well, it's true.
No, it is true.
It's backpedaling.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
It
rubbed me the wrong way. But then I'm like, am I just feeling insecure about my low listenership? Is that why
you
I'm feeling salty about this?
No, I think it was rude. And she did waste your time at first. So
we've emailed like 6 times.
Yeah, that's not acceptable.
I don't know what to do.
I think you can send a matter-of-fact email.
Should I just send her this audio and have her listen to this whole conversation?
Yeah, be like, here you go, honey. Yeah, that's perfect.
Be like, I have a sample for you.
Yeah.
I have a sample episode. I can't even tell you. So on my wall, I have a photo of my rant about the free shampoo, which I also want to talk about this company because fuck this company.
Insane.
The company that inspired that rant. I'm ready to just give receipts. Like, that's how
cool it is.
Their PR person keeps pitching me for them to come on my show.
Ew.
I'm just going to fucking tell you that it is a shampoo company that it rhymes with stupider and it's about a planet.
Okay.
Okay. And they're tech bros that started a hair company.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they have been so egregious to not only me, but my listeners.
Ew.
And they inspired this rant about how I don't need free shampoo, motherfucker. I have companies sending me free shit all the time. I need to be paid,
yeah.
Honey. You're in my house, Sydney. You probably Googled it. You probably saw what I fucking paid.
Actually,
I have a mortgage, honey. I have a fucking mortgage. And JP Morgan, they don't take fucking shampoo bottles for payment, bitch. I'm in a 30-year fix. 30 years. I'll be 67. I'll be 60 fucking 7 when I pay this goddamn house off. And it ain't helping if you ask me to do free ads for your shitty tech bro shampoo company instead of giving me money, which I know you have because you hired a PR rep, bitch. So don't tell me I'm a small business. We can't afford to pay. Bitch, you have a PR agent. You know how much those are? I can't afford one.
Yeah.
Liars.
I hate them.
So anyway, and they made my hair greasy, if I'm being honest.
Oh my God.
Okay?
That's horrible.
So anyway, there it is.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
No, you shouldn't.
I don't know how even how much longer this podcast is going to exist, okay?
Wait, really?
I'm going to just fucking give all the receipts.
I want... Oh, so it's... Can I say? Is it...
Jupiter?
I've never even heard of it, so it's clearly not
well,
that good.
There you go.
Yeah.
If you bought it from me, I'm sorry.
Oh, so you did advertise it?
No, I mentioned them casually on HBO because I like the product. And then they heard about it because they got so many fucking clicks
yeah.
from my website.
Well, remember?
So then they messaged me and they said,
yeah.
hey, why don't you do some ads for us? We'll give you free product.
Uh-uh.
And I said, no, bitch, I'm a professional.
Yeah.
And they go, well, we don't have any money.
Not
and then
true.
They tried to get my... They tried to get my listeners to do free ads for them for a 25% off for their
that's
next purchase.
Sick.
Are you kidding me?
No, that's
and
horrible.
She sent me the contract. Basically, they were like, in perpetuity, we own this. We can put it on Times Square.
Oh, my God.
And, bitch, you aren't getting a dime. You're getting a 20% off fucking coupon.
No.
Are you kidding me? And they have a PR woman pitching me? Bitch! Does anybody know how much it costs to have a PR rep? It is thousands of dollars a month, bitch.
It's really expensive.
Fuck you, Jupiter hair. I'm done with you, and I don't give a fuck, okay? I don't give a fuck. I'm about to have a kid. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Your shit made my hair greasy. Fuck you.
I hate them. Bye. I've never heard of them, so.
Two last questions, Sydney, and then I'll get you out of here. I want to ask you about self-care rituals.
Okay.
And I want to ask you about Judaism and self-care.
Love it.
Because we are both Jewish women.
Yeah. And we're both converted Jewish women.
What?
Yeah. Curveball, baby.
Oh, wait, but you're Jewish.
I know. My mom's like French Catholic,
mm-hmm.
and I grew up going to Jewish day school, mm-hmm. speaking Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was 12, I'm not kidding you, 2 weeks before my bat mitzvah, the rabbis were like, wait, she's not Jewish.
Because your mother.
Yeah. And we were at a conservative temple,
yeah.
and I had to quickly go convert. And I didn't have to do any classes because I fucking grew up speaking Hebrew.
Right.
Like... Yeah, I had to convert.
Wow.
So I'm technically all Jewish.
Yes.
But ethnically half.
Well, Ben takes issue with the whole half and half Eve
stuff. Oh, I do too. It's a fucking bullshit. I
yeah.
grew up so Jewish.
Yes.
And to say I'm half is like fucking bananas.
Yes. Well, so we practice reform.
Yeah.
And that isn't a thing, really.
Yeah, it's not.
Ben's mother was like, Ben is full Jewish. You are converted full Jewish. Your child will be full Jewish.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, that's right.
It's true.
But those are the two things I would like to discuss with you.
Let's do it.
So what are your self-care rituals that make Sid Sid?
They are intertwined with Judaism because the culture of Judaism is all about education
mm-hmm.
and constantly learning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reading all the time.
Yeah.
Like that really.
That's right. I saw on your Instagram that you have like book favorites.
Yeah. I read a lot, and then also I cook constantly,
mm-hmm.
and that's very Jewish. I love
yes.
feeding people.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me really, really happy
Same.
And really relaxed. Yeah. So I'm doing that a lot. And then I take a bath with some candles.
Yep, yep.
I'm in like a pretty cheap apartment, so my bathroom's kind of gross, but I can, you know, make it
nice. Yeah.
What else? It's a lot of that, hanging out with my dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do like horror movies. They calm okay. me down.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I think it's because I'm like, well, it's not as bad as this.
Yeah. So. Have you watched Yellow Jackets?
It's literally my favorite show in the world.
I can't wait for tomorrow.
Well, I've seen tomorrow's episode.
How?
My friend has a WGA login and they accidentally posted it. So text me tomorrow and we'll discuss.
Oh, God.
But I shouldn't have watched it because now I have to wait another fucking week. I fucked myself.
Well, I at first was annoyed that I couldn't binge it all, but now I look forward to Sundays and that's something that I need to get through life. Yeah,
we have something to live for.
We have something to live for. Same with it just like that on Thursdays.
But next week, Yellow Jackets is over. So I don't know what I'm going to do.
Here's what I'll say. I hope they give us something and they don't just leave us hanging for the second season.
If they
season.
Don't, I'm going to be fucking
pissed. We need
pissed.
Answers.
Yeah, no. I need to see more of them in the fucking jungle or where they are, the forest.
Yes.
Or I'm going to lose it.
I need answers.
Yeah, I'm going to be pissed.
What's the other show? Ladder? No.
Station 11?
Station 11. Are you watching that?
I haven't. I'm going to start it after Yellow Jackets.
Okay.
So I have something to live
okay,
for.
Okay, I'm going to do that too.
Yeah.
Because I just keep seeing people talk about it and I now need that.
Yeah, no, me too.
Okay.
Yeah.
That can be our next show.
Yeah.
Exciting.
I love it. Yeah.
Well, Sid, I yelled a lot on this episode.
I support you always.
Okay. Again, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, and Jewish women yell. We're loud. We're passionate. So you're one of us.
When I was in my Beit Din...
Your Beit Din?
My Beit Din, my rabbinical council,
oh.
where I pled my case to be ready to be converted.
I love it.
I talked about cooking a lot.
Oh, yeah. It's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Well, I remember Ben and I we hadn't been dating very long, and, well, although he was back in Texas with me, meeting my parents, you know what, it's fine. We had gone to the Paul McCartney concert. And we were driving home, and we stopped at Whataburger, and he had never had Whataburger before.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't eat meat, but he got a Whataburger, and I was giving him fries while we were driving. And I was, like, dipping them in ketchup and feeding him. And I said to him, I go, I just really like feeding you.
Yep.
And he goes, you're going to make a great Jew.
Yeah. It's real. It's how I show love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Will you talk about all the other beautiful things that I've really found meaningful in Judaism that I'd never felt before with my past religious choice.
Oh my gosh, can I have like a little one?
The main things were growing up being Catholic, I just hated that there were no women in the clergy roles of power.
Yeah.
I hated that the priests couldn't fuck.
Yeah, it's creepy.
I hated that they couldn't have partners.
Yeah.
And be married. And then I found out in Reform Judaism that women can be rabbis and that rabbis get to have wives and children and families and husbands and partners. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, yes. And they, the fire and brimstone of hell. And oh, if you fuck, you're going to go to hell. And oh, if you touch your pussy, you're going to go to hell. Like, and that in Judaism is like, we love our bodies. We love to have sex with our, you know, and I just think that's so beautiful.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a couple things.
Yeah. I love being Jewish.
Yeah. Same.
Yay.
Come over for a Shabbat.
Yeah.
Okay, dill pickle soup.
Yeah, and I have a vegan pretzel challah recipe that's so fucking good. I think it's Mayim Bialik's recipe,
you know,
actually.
What? Dipping pretzel challah into the dill soup? Are we joking?
That sounds unreal.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you like mustard, but I need that
too.
Oh,
I need mustard too.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find it real quick, and I'll play it for everybody. The soup.
Oh, yeah, please do.
I'll just do a quick, because what is the name of that lady's Instagram? Is it not Plant You? I follow her.
Stop throwing out that pickle juice. You gotta make dill pickle chip soup instead.
Joking.
Good soup.
Welcome back to episode 35 of Scrappy Cooking, where I take those common food scraps and transform them into delicious recipes. Pickle juice, you gotta stop throwing it out. It's great in salad dressings, used as a marinade, or for a flavor bomb in my dill pickle chip soup, which is why you really should.
Loop. Back, you should have seen how much dill she threw in.
I love dill.
We're making
so
this,
much. Yeah,
with the pretzel challah.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me, Sid? That's a dream, man.
It's done.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, it's done.
Oh yeah.
As soon as I get my new oven,
I can't wait for that oven.
It's gonna be fab.
The counter space.
The counters are nice.
Yeah.
The counters are nice. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And I'm glad you got an El Cholo's kid bag.
I'm so excited.
You'll have to take it around. And
I'm going to bring it to the farmer's market.
And when everyone comments, you say use code NATCH.
Use code NATCH.
We're trying to get this woman-owned business business.
Absolutely. Duh.
And thank you, everybody, for listening. I realized, and you're going to be left out. I need to really work on my sensitive skin content.
Yeah.
But my Natribute line with Source Fatale.
I know.
It's not going to be for you.
Oh, no. I would have ordered it, but I was like, this is going to fuck me up.
I just realized that I never talk about it. Last week, I did my favorites of the year, and it was on my list, but I was just yelling so much that I lost. The Cookie Southern Ant Collection at Source Vitale, if you're not sensitive to essential oils, you gotta get it, okay? It's so fabulous. Everybody loves the ass scrub. Everybody, except for Sid.
I know.
But everyone else loves it. So check out sourcevitale.com/natch. Check it out. Get you some of that. And thank you for listening to Natribute. And I really went off the rails on this episode. And again, I don't give a fuck.
I loved it.
I'm having fun on Natribute.
It's what I wanted.
You know?
Yeah. So, as a fan since the beginning, not to brag.
Yeah. Well, you've really seen the evolution of the show.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Yeah. The yelling.
I was there, truly. Episode one. Yeah.
I yelled on that.
Yeah, of course you did.
But we're back to the roots.
Yeah.
We're back to the roots of the show.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening, everybody. You deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Oh, I got to play my music. I always forget. God. Howard Stern runs his own board.
That's amazing.
And I run mine.
You should.
You deserve to be happy, everybody. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And don't forget to cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh. Sydney Steinberg, do you cream your neck?
Of course I do. And I sunscreen it.
Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Ata. Eloheinu, cream your neck.
I need to look up how to say cream my neck in.
I know.
In Hebrew. Because we need that.
We do. On a sweatshirt.
Yes.